So our listener Megan and her husband took in a friend who was about to be homeless. But now the friend is kind of like continues to ask and ask and ask, and now it's turning into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, call me Megan.
Hi, Megan.
I'm in a bit of a weird roommate situation that started out as us trying to be good people and now feels like we accidentally adopted a full-grown adult.
Okay.
About a year ago, my high school friend ended up basically homeless. Her landlord sold the house she was renting, apparently gave her zero notice. My husband and I felt terrible, so we told her she could move into our spare room as long as she handled all of her own bills and finances. Fast forward to now, things have gotten a little messy. So a few months ago, she totaled her car. So since then, my husband and I have basically become her personal Uber service, work, school, errands. If she needs to go somewhere, we're the ride. So here's the part that's making me uncomfortable. She hasn't saved any money toward getting another car. But recently she asked if one of us would co-sign a loan so she could buy one. And I instantly got that pit in my stomach, like this feels like a terrible idea. I get that without a co-signer, she probably wouldn't get approved. But we're already giving her a place to stay, to live, and driving her everywhere. Co-signing feels like opening the door to a financial disaster if she can't make the payments. So now I feel like the bad guy because technically we're her only option. But also, I don't want to end up paying for someone else's car.
True.
Have any of your listeners dealt with something like this? Is there a nice way to say absolutely not without blowing up the friendship? Thanks.
Man, I like you almost want to say, hey, you have a place to stay here. So that's kind of where our financial, you know, obligation ends.
That's already been a year.
Yeah.
Like that in and of itself, I feel like is a lot. Like, have we not had discussions about, hey,
leaving?
How's the hunt for an apartment going?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you found another place to call your own?
You know, hey, you know what? I hear May 1st is a good time to move out.
Yes. Like, it sounds like she has a job because they're taking her to work and to school. So it sounds like she's got a lot that she is trying to do.
Right.
But in a year, we can't find a place that we can afford.
I don't know.
Find like another roommate.
Yeah. Or right. Split rent with someone else.
Right. A year is a long time to stay with a couple.
502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation? What have you done? Tell us, because maybe it'll help Megan in her kind of situation as well. You can always send us a voice note, too. That's a simple way to do it. Just say it into your phone, and 502-795-1997, you can just send it like that.
This is tough. It's really tough, because I know you've been trying to be a nice person,
right?
But then you kind of thought, oh, it was just going to be like temporary help, and then it's turned into long-time help, and it's like more help.
And then it's kind of hard not to feel taken advantage of, too, at some point.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Where's the line between being a good person and, like, putting your foot down?
All right.
Yep. That's what we're trying to find. 502-795-1997 is group therapy. So our listener Megan and her husband kind of took in a friend who was about to be homeless. In fact, it was a high school friend. And now that friend is kind of wanting to ask her to help her out with a car.
And she's been living there for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's she do? How does she approach this? Because now it's like, oh, gosh, okay. I don't want to ruin my credit, but I also want to be a good friend still. What do I do? Now, Jessica, you are living this situation.
So I actually have the same problem, but it's my sister.
Oh, no.
She's been staying with me for a year since the floods happened last year.
Yeah.
And she is, she's rent-free. She's not doing anything, not cleaning. She had talked about getting a loan for a house. She didn't even have a job at the time, but now she has a job. And I just told her, I was like, you know, we can't really afford that just in case something goes wrong.
Right.
So.
Oh, she wants you to get the loan with her?
Oh, yes. She wanted me to co-sign on a house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I told her, I was like, yeah, that's not really going to work. I've got two kids. And, you know, we're kind of financially, you know, not that we're doing bad, but we can't afford to take on another, like, anything in case something happens.
Yeah. No, I get it.
She should understand that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Jessica. I appreciate that. Tony actually rolls in and says, you know what? What about a little white lie? Kind of in the same vein. We can't financially afford another debt right now.
Well, I don't think that's a lie. I think that's real.
Yeah. Andrew, the love doctor, sent us a voice note.
First off, do not co-sign for her. Absolutely not. The pit in your stomach is all you need to know about that. That's a done deal. Don't co-sign. Second thing is, she's got to go. Guys, she's got to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jordan says the same thing. I'd just be honest. We can't take any more debt tied to our name. Can't help you with this one. Really sorry. Also, it's been a year. We were hoping to have the home to ourselves soon. We'd love for you to find another spot in the next 3 months. It's been awesome having you here. But, you know, married couple, I've been in the same situation. Some people just need to be pushed a little bit. She's comfortable.
Yeah.
So why would she want to do anything?
Right, right. And by the way, Jessica, if you're listening, that's a great sentence to say, too.
Yes.
that's a great sentence to say. Lexi from L.A. says, Megan, don't do it. A year is insanely generous. Co-signing will basically say we're okay getting taken advantage of.
That is true.
Ooh.
That is true. Because, again, you don't know what's going to happen. It's been a year, and she hasn't been able to, like, stand fully on her 2 feet. So if you put your name legally to be obligated to help pay this car, if something else happens, then yeah, that's going to be bad. And your friend should understand that.
I mean, should, sure.
But the fact that she's asking maybe means that
maybe
she
not. Sarah says, blame the husband. He can take one for the team. Yes, throw him under the bus. Look.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he said no bueno. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I tried to convince him, but
you know how he is.
You know, husbands.
I mean, you know, I did. Yeah, you could do that, especially if it's your friend. Like, if it was his friend, it would be, you know, maybe you throw yourself under the bus and say,
right.
you tell your husband, you're like, you tell him it's me, you know.
Yeah. Andrea says, does nobody watch Judge Judy anymore? Do not. And I repeat, do not co-sign for your friend, LOL. You have done enough.
Does no one watch Judge Judy? What
Blame
would
Judge Judy
do?
Exactly. Maybe you say, you know what? Judge Judy says that that's not a great idea, and I don't want to do anything to damage our friendship because that means too much. Okay, so
oh,
good luck.
Oh, gosh. And you know what? Hey, like, we're talking about cars here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. Pass is the pass.
Come on now!
We haven't talked about
Tony Melito for the past 25 years on this radio station for nothing.
Exactly. She learned nothing.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Oh,
so
shoot.
So we've got Judge Judy. We've got Tony Melito. Yeah. We've got some options.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the learning how to have difficult conversations.
Yes, and that is tough because I know you feel like you don't want to add to the stress
right.
that your friend's already been through. But, you know, it's been a year. It'd be different if it was like a couple weeks.
Right.
But she's been posted up there for a year, and we need to have her learn how to start carving her own life.
All you need to do is start mining the Facebook comments, and you'll see not one person says, yeah, go
co-sign.
Ahead,
it's
co-sign the loan. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Not one person.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck, Megan. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.